Never rains in Petersburg.
It's raining pretty hard today.
When's the last time you ever noticed it rain here?
I don't know. Well, at least we're not shoveling it, right?
That's right.
Your thoughts about seeing this project in its final stages here? It's a big one for Petersburg.
It's a big one for all the Southeast, and it's going to be pretty impressive, and it's going to be a facility that will last for decades, the quality of the construction and the scope of it. I think it'll be the envy of the other fishing communities.
And the state money that brought it about might be a thing of the past, given the current budget picture, huh?
Well, I think going forward, you'll be looking back at the last 8 years, and it'll look like an anomaly. And if these projects weren't built and or the harbors weren't replaced, the communities would have to deal with the deferred maintenance and replacement, you know, over the next few years without state help. And it would have cost the harbor departments double what it actually cost them. So I'm extremely glad we got our infrastructure upgraded over the last several years.
It's a pretty impressive bridge span that's going in right here, too.
Well, yeah, and also not only is the drive down aspect is impressive, but the floating dock that it's going to sit on. And actually, the dock, the pier we're standing on, it is going to be the envy of all the other communities in Southeast. They're going to have to wait for the next oil boom.
So, Glo, what is this exactly that's coming in on the barge?
Well, we got the shuttle barge with the crane that is a 100-ton crane lifting capacity, and our transfer bridge. Oh, my gosh, it's a beautiful sight. Viking blue. So exciting.
That's the piece that's going to go down from the fixed dock here out to the floating part.
Yep, we have a 130-foot dock here, and it's going to connect with a 140-foot transfer bridge down to the 180-foot long float. So this is a pretty big
The scale
facility.
You're working in is much larger than Petersburg's seen before, right?
It is. This will be the largest drive-down float in Southeast and the second in the state. So we got the big dog here.
Many years in the making, a dream for you?
It is. I ended a black cod trip in 1993 over in Sitka when the very first drive-down float was put in place in Southeast, and I came home and told Jim Strumdahl, we got to get one of those. And so here we are 21 years later. It's a dream come true, that's for sure.
And it's still a bunch of work after this goes in, right? This is not totally done yet.
Yeah, no, this is, most of these pieces are sent up, completed, and then they have to do the assembly. So we have the float actually being assembled out in Scow Bay. All the parts and pieces Tamaco has taken to their large facility out in Scow Bay and assembling them. And we're waiting on the last two sections of float. We have 13 total. We are waiting on the last two sections to finish that understructure. They'll piece it all together. It requires divers to go in and put it together similar like you do a wheel on a car. You have to go, you know, noon, 6 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 9 o'clock type of assembly. Then we will bring it into place, and then the guys will start decking it. If you can imagine the wood structure on top, we'll bring it down a few inches. It's 12 by 8 inch pieces of wood that will then be the wood structure, the surface on top. So hopefully we'll get many years out of that. 8 inch deep.
Yeah.
That's pretty thick.
That is pretty thick.
Pretty
wow.
Thick.
We should get some pictures of this while this is going in.
Yeah, they're tying the Chatham provider up, the barge, the shuttle barge that goes between all our little Southeast communities. And the only thing they got on it is our transfer bridge and this big crane they had to bring up special to do this one pick. So it's the biggest crane in Southeast right at the moment.
You know how much that bridge weighs?
The bridge right now, well, it'll be eventually about 180,000 pounds. We kept the decking off of it, so it doesn't weigh that yet. They wanted to keep the weight down, but it's essentially a 100-ton bridge. So they're under that to pick it, but eventually that's what it'll weigh. You know, it's something extra special, but we got, you know, the the contractor is a Petersburg kid, our senator here is a Petersburg kid, our mayor is a, you know, it's pretty cool. Even the guy directing traffic on the barge, he's a Petersburg kid. It's pretty fun that we can do this,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That we can grow up and do things like this, Joe. It's pretty exciting.
Probably never thought you'd be watching this.
I never, you know, there's part of me that thought it might never happen.